Alice, there are demon, the mitzvah to listen to a Bezdin. Kumar say you, it's also Mrs. Kumar say, to do mishpat, and it's called what Mashiach mitzvah ben erach, the kuchashiv. Smol says, no, I say there, kumbi, I say the shaviyat has minu. There it has both, that by listening to Bezdin, true, there's a kumbi, I say listen to what Bezdin has to do. There's also shaviyat has to do not do ever, do not do kumka, do not do bird. So therefore, since in listening to a Bezdin, there are two parts to it, that's why it's put into the Shevet Mitzvot B'nai Neach. Now Rashi says, Yazori is Mitzvot Ovel, so that's the Shevet Atasa, that's why it's included. Harimah says, V'yemi Rabbi Yechon Yechon, and says, Eivu Tichodim Shosik Tateh, a girl that works in Torah, that learns Torah, he Shemel Chayiv Misa, he's Chayiv Misa for that. Shemel at the Pesach says, Torah Tziva Lenu Moshe, Mei Rosha Lenu, Mei Bishudash Abus. It says, Torah Tziva Lenu Moshe, Mayasha, so Dashim Lenu, Mayasha, Bilhem, is given over to us, Torah Tziva Lenu, that Moshe gave over the Kliyus for the Torah, and not to the Goyim. For them, there's a law, there's a gift that they learn Torah. So it says, if so, the Lech Shuvay Gabashev Mitzis, the Ashev Mitzis, why don't we include this law that they're not allowed to learn Torah in the Shev Mitzis? So it says, yes, it is included. Man, the Yem Mayasha, Migzaka Gozel. There's more in Pesachim that if it's considered like a Mayesha, it's like Yerusha to us, and not to the Goyim, so the Goyim come and take it to learn the Torah, they're over Nisa Gezel. So therefore, Gezel is one of the mitzvahs Ben Erech, so without the Chayiv Nisa. And Man B'Yema Mayesha is like Eretzin, like the Torah is Arusa, Chayiv says Arusa to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Goyim have no right to come and take it, Dino Kanaan Mayesha, it's like the living is like Gilead Reis, is that we're living with an Arisa. To the skila, that here we have before, a goy gets skila. So therefore, we also, the goy is not allowed to learn Torah because of skila contrast Mandiyama. Rashi says, I'm a yo, you could have dashi, behu, gambi yamot, the Torah is away from the Pesachim.
Well, the chay narmarosa, she's also considered the chal gili aroy, you're saying. Now, the more is the question, is this true? May Svei have a kasha. It says, hoi, Rabbi Meir Omer, May used to say, Minayin, how do I know? Sha'afilua v'kichovim v'yosek about Torah, shuku kohen gadol, that if a goy learns Torah, it's something good. He's sitting namash like a kohen gadol. Shneimer, the pasuk says, Oshayasa oisa oisa mo'adam v'chai v'hem. What a person should do, and he should live with it. So we dash like this. Kahanim levim v'yisraelim le'nemar. It doesn't say, Oshayasa kahanim levim v'yisraelim. Elo adam. It says, Oshayasa oisa mo'adam. Holomarat from here we learn out, Sha'afilu oivik kuchovim v'yosik b'tayr, kuchayin gadol. Even a guy that learns Torah is considered like a kuchayin gadol. So who you see it's something good that he's doing. So how could you say before he's chayiv misa? He's like Bela Marusa. So Marin says, Hosom the Sheva mitzvah to do. If the guy learns the Sheva mitzvah that pertains to himself, that he's allowed to. That's not called like a gezel, he's not stealing it from a chum, but that applies to himself. That's like his own din. So that there exactly gets char, he's like a kohen gadol. Our Gemara is talking about, he learns the rest of the Torah, that's not for him, that's Torah Siva Lanu. Lanu is for us and not for the goyim. Now the Gemara says, we had before, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Af hadam min achai, that a goy is also to eat blood from a chai, blood from an animal, so the blood is also awesome. Tanu Rabban, we'll learn of this. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, Ach boso benachshoy domo loisaychlu. So what does this pasuk mean? Ze eivim minachai. Talking about eivim minachai, you can't eat from the boso, from the meat, benachshoy, when the animal is still alive. Rashi says, boso b'yoyd nafsha kiyemis. When the nefesh of the animal is still alive, you're not allowed to tear off some meat and eat it. Loisaychlu, ze eivim minachai. Now, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, af hadam minachai. And this pasuk also turns out, dam minachai. They're just taking out the blood from the chai. It's also also for Ben Noach to eat that blood. My time to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. What's the reason for Chanina ben Gamliel? Kori Bey says, read the pasuk like this, where it says, Ach, basa, bosa, benafshoi, dom leteichlu. Read it like this. Bosa, benafshoi, leteichlu. Like, first take out the word dam. There's one azorah here, for bosa, benafshoi. When it's eva minachai, leteichlu, do not eat. Do not eat it. Then domai benafshoi, leteichlu. Then put the word in dam, as if to say, don't take the blood out of a live animal and eat the blood. So you have two yisurim in this one pasuk that applies to Ben Noach. the Rabbanim, what did Rabbanim do with this extra word dam? Had they only learned out that there's an issa eitu minachai, it's only yosuk for ben noyach to eat the meat of a live animal, but not to eat the blood. So what does the pasuk say? Ach besor ben af besor ben afshay domay. What is the word domay doing there? So where it says Rabbanim elhu lemishrei shrotzim mudi yosa. That's coming to be matzah shrotzim. They tell us that your goy is ladi the shevets, because the shevets doesn't have dam. Therefore, it's only yosa teet eifim and achai that has dam in it, and not shrotzim. Shrotzim does not have dam.
In other words, according to the Rabbanim, dam and achai is lit to a ben noach. So, first, the women came to tell us that only eifim and achai is yosa, but not from a shevets, because shevets doesn't have dam. Having myself creates the bedev at the same type of the Jewish, also you can say,
Yatoim, the apostle says in the poem, Rak chazak levulti achvel hadam, ki adam hu anefesh. Like watch yourself, do not eat the blood, because the blood is part of the nefesh. So in Brendan Sharpe goes, there's enough, we have the Gerson, Rak chazak levulti achvel hadam, ze evo menachai, that goes in the Yisrael menachai, ki adam hu anefesh, ze adam menachai. So you see both Yisrael apply. For Rabbanim, Rabbanim say no, hu ledam hakozo, shaneshoma yoitzebo. Who the Yosef? He has come to teach us that dam hakoz is also. Rashi says, Rabbanim, that which says the word dam here, next to the Yisrael Eifim in Achai, is not to tell us, lo le misri mishum chiyas, it's not come to tell us that the blood is also because it comes from in Achai. Le meisa dam hakoz is come to teach us that dam hakoz is also. What does dam hakoz mean? Not b'shah shchita, but stam if you're dam hakoz. Dam from a wound. Sha'nefesh yoitzebo. Mishum damhu disamchid letayma, don't think as though it's dam gavi vizavakim kocho. Some could say dam shchitu di every dam. Maybe only dam the shchit, maybe that's the only dam that's also. However, dam hakoz is dam from a wound. But every dam, maybe that's not called dam. Lochi, therefore, akshin wherever menachai, maibu menachai, yosem machmasi surin, avdam menachai, muzurele mishum dam, levachi edam nefesh. It has to be dam nefesh, which means dam that comes out from a wound, that you would die from such a wound. And the Gemara in Bechor says, what type of dam is that? That's the dam that comes out drop after drop, like more blacker type of dam. But I call upon him again, Rabbon answered himself that they hold that ben noyach, there's no issa dam menachai, it's only the issa eva menachai. Now the Gemara asks the question, lo madu lenichta levnei noyach, for lo madu lemishnei, the Sinai, how come the Issa Eivim Menachai it says two times in the Torah? Once it says it's an Issa for Ben Noach, and after by Kabbalah's Torah, like later on in the Torah, it's written over a second time for what purpose? Why did the Torah have to write it twice? Smoin says, could it Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanino, to Yom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanino, the cloud was like this, that kol mitzvah shenemru levnei noyach, any mitzvah that was said to Ben Noach. For Nishnes Bissinai, it was learned over a second time by Hasinai, the Pshat is Loze Luze Nemro, that the Yisra applies to both, to a Goy and to a Jew. Livnei Noach, the mitzvah that was said first to Livnei Noach, from Loy Nishnes Bissinai, that was not learned over again by Hasinai, Li Yisra Nemro, that mitzvah now only applies to a Jew. The learn of Menoach, if I taken away from the Goy, does not apply to a Goy anymore. For Yonu Renos, Ein Lonu Elegid Hanosha, we only have one such mitzvah, Gid HaNosha, for Yalib Reb Yehuda. The current Reb Yehuda, he learns that the Torah gave the Issa of Gid HaNosha at the time when it happened by Yaakov Avinu, and then they had a shame of Bnei Noach. So the Issa of Gid HaNosha first applied to Bnei Noach, and later by HaSinai, since it was not said or repeated over in the Torah, that Issa now became only to a Jew and not to a Greek. That's the cloud. The Torah repeats it, it means to say the Yisroel stay by both, by a Goy and by a Jew. If the Torah does not repeat it, then it only goes over to a Jew and not to the Goyim. Now the Gemara says, O Mamar, Kol Mitzvah, what we just said before, that Kol Mitzvah Shememel of Menoyach, any mitzvah that was first said to the Menoyach. The Mishnah is said over a second time, the Sinaim, Lezeh, Lezeh, Memel, it's said to both. So now the question, why? Adarab, let's address the opposite. Midishonas Bissinah, since the Torah repeated a second time of Hasinai, maybe the Yisroel Memor, it's only said for a Jew, these others, for the end of Memorach, it's not meant anymore to a Goy. Smor says, no, that can't be. Midishni Avoras Kechavim Bissinah, the Torah repeated the Avera not to worship Avera Zorah of Hasinai, the Sarah Sabibus, the Yilachor Elohim Achayim Aponai.
You can't have another way to say it. And the Askechem still we find the Onash Oivet Techovim Ala Alayu, that the Goyim get punished if they worship the way to say it. So Shmamina, here is the proof, where there is an Emro, that the Pshat is the first Issa to Bnei Noach to reply. To the third is the second one of the Pshat is that the mitzvah applies to both to a Goy and to a Jew. Then let me say, if the Avera was once said to Ben Noach, a Gid HaNosha, and was not repeated again by Sinai, then the cloud was the Yisrael, and was only said to a Jew, for them the Ben Noach, not to a Goy. So now he said, let's say the opposite way. Adarab, let's say just the opposite way. Need the Lord Mishnah be Sinai, since it was not said over second time in HaSinai, maybe the Ben Noach, man of Lely Yisrael. The Torah meant to say this Avera only applies to a Goy and not to a Jew. A Jew does not have this mitzvah. Smor says, no, that can't be in Svara. Lack and Edom does nothing till Yisrael show that a Jew should be mitzvah to do, and the other to have a mitzvah that a guy should be also. However, all the mitzvahs of the Yisrael apply to a Jew, we have Kedusha. And not to the guy, they don't have so much Kedusha. So it can't be a mitzvah that was given to a guy and not to a Jew. Smor says, the way is not that way, the way Yafas Toya. There's the parish of Yafas Toya. That only a Jew has this parsha of Yifas Toya, not a Goy. A Goy doesn't have Rashi's by Avrei Yifas Toya. Shasur him. A Goyim have no right to take somebody else's wife at war. They have the Yissa of Yifas Toya. Bashenka and by a Jew, a Yifas Toya is Mitter. So you see, a Mitter that applies to a Goy, not to a Jew. So Moshe says, no, Hosse Mishum the Lav Bene Kibish Ninu. There's differently. There the Pshat is everybody has a Mitter not to take somebody else's wife. There's only a new Het of Yifas Toya. Whoever is the Bnei Kiddush, whoever goes to have Mechoma, and they conquer the land, like when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they conquered the land, since the Bnei Kiddush are conquering the land, such people have the Heter of Yifas Toya, but the Goyim, they're not conquering the land, they have no Heter of Yifas Toya. Gemara still asks, for a Pachim Mishav Pruto, if it feels something that's worth less than Mishav Pruto, that it's also by a Goy is Mizrila, not by a Jew, Smoor says, no, Hosse Mishum Delav Menei Mechilininu. Really, there even by a Jew also this Navel, like Rashi says, Shaf Yisroel Metzavu Ala Gezel. A Jew is also Metzavu, not to steal, even Pachim Shodaputo. There's only a cloud that if you steal less than Shodaputo, it's not to the Gezel by a Neyem, by the Migzal, because he has Midas of Rachmanim, and the Meichel Adavakal. So if you don't have to return it, Hashenkin Ebnei Meyach, there are Zorian Heim, but there are the Serechiv, Hachazorah. But then it's in, they both have the same Yisurim. So that the cloud is never an Yisur that applies to a Goy and does not apply to a Jew. Therefore, if the Torah only said it once, Pshita now it only applies to a Jew and not to a Goy.
Yeah, now it says, Kol mitzvah shenem l'vnei noyach. Then it says the second time, b'sinai. Then the cloud is l'zeh l'zeh nemru. It said to both. It said both to b'nei noyach remains, and it also says to b'nei Yisrael. The Akash is true, for a mila, the mitzvah of mila, shememil of mila.